This is CliffCentral.com. Yes, it's Friday. You made it. Got to the end of the week and you're alive and kicking. Isn't that fantastic? All right, it is a busy day today. Got lots going on. Very excited about two guests who Sia was hobnobbing with the other day.
Badgering.
Yeah, he was badgering them. Gina Myers and Edith Muketsi, who are contestants on The Bachelor South Africa, which obviously finished with no love. No one found love. None.
Mm-mm.
Those who thought they'd found love had their hearts broken, smashed, crushed.
We found tugged away from them.
Yeah.
We found more love on this show between the four of us.
Aww.
But technically, Gina was the winner. And she'll be in this morning with her friend Edith, who Sia bumped into the other night. They were out in the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, who are you going to bump into this weekend, Sia? Who knows, huh?
Who knows?
Does he bump into them, really?
Yeah. Oh. What are you trying to say, Leanne?
Sia's got a special app that can actually spot celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And he just stalks accordingly.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Celebritap, isn't it?
Yeah. Celebritap. Yeah. Tapping the celebrities is the byline.
Yep. So
I just go after people in that way.
He's a major stakeholder in the app as well. So,
very good idea, though, for an app. That actually would make a lot of money.
Well,
especially in places like LA. Look, people go to towns like London, New York, and LA to see celebrities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so celebrities want to be seen.
That too, yeah.
So imagine.
This is
not a stupid idea,
no.
Actually. You know, here we are, like, ripping on Sia, but this is a brilliant idea.
Well, thank you, guys.
I mean, James Charles, the makeup artist, had to call a media group to pick him up at the airport on their cameras.
It's kind of like Uber, I think, because Uber drivers make themselves known in your area, right? So you, as a celebrity, you can just go on, and then you're going to be at this place, and then Sia will be there to badger you.
And it'll give us an idea of how valuable those celebrities are at the time, because you'll get people looking for them, last sighting of Brad Pitt at, or Kim Kardashian
at. And you give them ratings.
Mm.
And then ratings for?
And, you know, like, the celebrity doesn't have to go on the app, and obviously most of them won't.
They can turn it on when they want.
The ones who do know, you know that they're happy to meet you.
Well, it's like if I...
Celebritap.
Okay, so obviously if I had to go and they're not being a celeb, I would get like a one star because maybe one guy likes my sport. But if you went, you would have like four stars because you're a celebrity.
And then they'd be up to 10, obviously.
And obviously you'd have actual like... massive stars, and they're
like
go
a
on.
10-star celebrity, and they just basically, when they fly in and they land and their phone gets geotagged, it's just a swarm. It's wow.
It's like Bieber when he goes through another meltdown, he can go into Celebritap just to get that fix.
Mm. Oh, shame, man.
Mm. Yeah, if you want to be like accosted in the bogs or
apparently his new album is really shit.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's like, oh, since
shocker.
He got married.
Yeah, but also
why do they always blame the chick, huh? Why do they do that? They always blame the woman. Like she sat there in the studio with him, and she said, "Right, Justin, I'm going to ruin your album for you."
They're blaming her because it's unsexy, apparently.
Okay. You know what it is? It's girls who are his fans who are pissed off that he's not theirs.
That's true.
But Leanne, he's also unsexy now. He grew his hair.
No, he does look like shit.
He got old and slob-like.
Yeah, looks like a garbage collector.
Sexy's hard.
I kind of like that white trash sexiness going on.
Is that your thing, huh?
Well, not my thing, but it might work.
Well, let me help you out. Because last night I went out with my brother and his two boys to dinner. You know, they're 5 and 3.
Oh, no.
Did you go to the Spur?
That's where we went. Because a 5 and a 3-year-old, you need to go to the Spur. So I went to the Spur, which I have no problem with. Like, I think Spur's great. Their food's always of a certain standard. They never really – they manage to get consistency, which is, you know, a restaurant chain like that, it's very hard to do. So we're sitting there, and everything's great. And across from us are a table of – white trashy kind of people.
How trashy are we talking?
Well, the guy was wearing a tracksuit hoodie top.
Ooh.
But he was twitchy and nervous, like he was a drug addict.
Oh, he was like a meth addict, yeah.
And the wife or girlfriend
or accomplice
was
in the murder.
Yeah, she was like very mouthy. And like, you know, just really saying just, "Hey, what you doing? Where have you been?" Just... The child who was, I don't know if it was his or hers or both, was, it had this like spiky haircut, and it was wearing a vest under like a baseball jacket type thing.
Were any of them wearing camo? Did they have tattoos?
No. But then later on in the evening, the guy disappears, I think, to go and get his fix.
Oh, no. How gross.
And he comes back with his black friend, who I think was his Dina.
To the children's table at Spur.
Yes. And I was mesmerized. I have not had an outing like that in a long time. It's amazing what entertains me these days.
Who cared about conversations with your brother?
Shit. I said to him, look, you just got to hold on. Just, or, you know, get busy with the children and their meals or whatever. And I'm looking at that.
Did either of those people order a Chico the Clown?
Do they still do that? I don't know if they did. Oh. No, I don't think. I think it's getting cold now. But the guy had ribs, and he ate those ribs like a bulldog at a porridge bowl.
How were they?
You have never seen all over the place here. So when you say you like that trashy, then these are the people for you. Just I know where to find them. I'll give you the address.
We can't take see that seriously. I mean, Henry Van Bredaal was like Man Crush Monday.
Didn't say I want to jump the dudes.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, just looking at him and you squint, there's something. But this is the moment then, I guess, to share that, you know, there's always hope wherever you look in the world. And it's very clear that Mnet hasn't slowed down on their reality romance TV approach. Because I got a very interesting message yesterday. Someone from the Mnet team, they were letting me know that Mnet is currently planning a new dating show in the pipeline.
Oh, yeah?
They'd like me to be part of
it. Like as a contestant?
Well, you have to. Sorry, you have to.
My gosh. Well, the answer's yes.
It is not. They just said...
Oh, absolutely, you have to do this.
They contacted me, and then I just said, put all of this on paper. They said, hope you don't mind just dropping you a message. I'm currently working on a new dating TV show.
If finding you a husband or lover... is anything near finding you a meal that you like at a restaurant? This is going to be the most complicated show.
No, it is so bad.
The world.
No, you have to.
So bad.
But also, it might be a heterosexual thing. You need to check.
Oh, no. They know me.
It wasn't put together by that psychic we had in the other day.
Not happening.
Sleep with all the women.
Leanne, the thing about Siri is he gives us a bit of a hint that it's not the woman he's after.
just a tiny bit. They say it's a really cool show and doesn't put so much pressure on you like other shows. It's easygoing and a day of fun.
It's one day.
No, well, that's what they say. And then there's a whole criteria that they'd like me to fill out. But yeah, I'm just going to... I don't know.
And at the end of the message, it said, please keep this confidential.
Oh. Oopsie. He's only reached the bottom now.
I can mention them. I can't mention the name of the show or fit more to the format.
So, yeah, I think this is great. I think you'll have a lot of fun. I think you'll make a lot of people unhappy, but it'll be great.
I'll get some advice from Gene and Edith later.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the way to go.
Would you ever consider doing something like this?
Quite genuinely, no.
No, I don't think so.
The fun of it is all good and well, but...
Again, you're thinking about yourself here. Leanne and I are actually very entertained. Do you not see the both of us light up?
We would like you to do
to go do the show.
Do you know I'd like to retain some level of dignity contrary to popular belief?
Nights out in Durban made that a problem a long time ago. You shot a kid.
Nights out in Durban.
You know, my mother and my father would still like to have some level of a dignified son, not someone who will be slosh drunk on TV. But I just found it very interesting. It is a format that exists in the world. So I was doing some research on the format. Yeah, it's quite cool.
I mean, what if they lined up some really good quality stock for you? Would that... Maybe change your podcast all over again.
What podcast? Just
remind everybody, Ben, of Sia's podcast.
Sia had a show called...
When he started here.
Yeah. When he started here, he had a show called Tapping the Talent. These guys would walk in here thinking they'd be
interviewed.
Like
Celebrity Tap.
It was called Untapped Talent. Okay.
And these men left here either feeling very happy or wide-eyed and surprised. It was a thing.
I was there just chatting to young, budding talents, that's all. But no, not even the stock.
Throbbing minds, yeah.
What makes me uncomfortable would be...
Some of them leave through the back door.
Slow, Leanne.
We only have one door, Leanne. Don't be stupid.
Leanne, I actually trust you on the show to be on my side, but you're not on my side anymore. I think it's the idea of being so exposed in this way. And I realize how critical I was of the whole bachelor process.
Mm.
And I understand so many more people will have that. So that's why I wouldn't put myself in that situation.
Yeah, no, look, there's no way in hell I would do something like that.
What would your reasons not to
be? I know you don't want to be single forever.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind finding someone who can deal with me.
So just don't never say never, all right? I'm not putting you on a TV show, but never say never. Like, you could get to the point where you go like, you know what, actually, yeah, might be fun. And you might go, I don't know, if you're on Tinder already?
I have been.
You have been?
I'm supposed to be off. I don't know if I am.
Don't say never. I'm a little, Ben has found his person, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So he's totally removed himself from the dating game. And I don't think Ben's actually interested in other human beings, full stop. I mean, this morning, Leanne and I took a bet on what your facial expression would be when you walked in. She said gloomy. I said cheerful. And I won.
Well, actually, Gareth said...
Yes, Ben, these are things that happen behind your back.
Gareth said, let's place a bet that Ben comes in cheerful. And I said to him, that's not a bet, Gareth. No, you said he comes in grumpy, I think.
I said, well, fine, I'll go with cheerful. And then you came in cheerful, and then so I won.
But how quickly did that change? Because he heard the music that was on and became grumpy.
Well, you were playing a song by Nicole Schitzinger, which was in Labour.
But we're going off the point. So Ben has found somebody. See, a single, but he's got lots of time.
I like dating. I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now.
You're just having fun.
Love dating. Okay.
Leanne, you might want to... I don't want to settle down. Like, I genuinely think I'm becoming more calcified in my very... Listen, the life of being able to have complete agency is a very appealing one to me. I think you, deep down inside, you kind of like companionship.
Mm.
And that's good. So don't say never.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Cut yourself off. You remember, you say these words. Like, people don't understand. If you put those words out there, they reverberate. And I'm not some metaphysician or anything, but if you keep telling the universe things that you don't want, they're not going to come to you.
Mm.
If you keep saying things that you do want and you keep thinking about the positive stuff, it tends to have a way of finding you. I'm not saying that it's all, you know, the secret stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But there is definitely an energy that comes with that. You attract the kind of people that you want.
Yeah, it's like small decisions, you know, it's this or that, and you start taking more of that.
Sliding doors.
Exactly.
Hey, Leanne, I have someone you can call for finding love.
Yeah, but Gord's only here on a Wednesday.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
She just immediately went, oh, no. Gord yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Gord, I've got to tell you something. Look, I mean, we give Gord a hard time, but he's a good human.
Yeah, I love him.
So Gord on Facebook put up some kind of status update about how pissed off he was. Let me just find it, because it's actually hilarious.
Oh, Gord is one of those heavy social media posts.
By the way, I love talking about him when he's not here.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do, because then he comes in on a Wednesday like a bull in a china shop. All right, so here we go. So he's bitching about like these food delivery services where people bring you food to your house. He goes, I don't know who he's shitting on here, but he goes, someone drove you your food on a motorbike in the cold, so you didn't have to. You tip them the full amount on the app, or at least $20 minimum. It's not optional. If you can't afford that, save your money and skip the whole jaw, or go fetch it yourself. There is no special lower caste of people put here by God, especially so you don't have to fetch your own things. So he's on a mission, right?
They do get paid, though.
Yeah. So someone says to him, and I can't help thinking that she might, you know, like listen to us, and that's how she knows him. She's like, oh, Gord, that's so sweet. I love all these things that you say. And he goes, feel free to date me anytime. Which I thought was hilarious.
To which she hasn't responded.
No, it's just that's where the comment thread ends. But you never, but you never know. I mean, right? You never know. So I think, Leanne, we might want to find, you know,
the
right dating show for you. There could be a dating show.
Yeah, what are you doing in the next 3 months? I have someone.
I think if you put up 30 guys, I might be able to choose some, but they're not going to choose me or stay with me for longer than a year.
I don't know about that.
Why do you say a year?
I don't know about that. I mean, you do drink a lot, but then so do a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I think maybe it has to be like my polar opposite or something.
You don't know, but I mean, be open to it, right? I mean, like, if you're open to it, and I know this sounds hypocritical coming from me, but if some amazing human being had to just manifest out of fucking heaven and just tick the spiritual, physical, mental, emotional boxes for you, you got to be, this could, let me give it a try at least.
Yeah. So that has happened for me before.
And stop with this insecurity shit, like, oh, none of you'd be able to put up with me.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Look at how many people were obsessed with your breasts for years on radio. Obsessed. I mean, you used to get people writing love songs to you. You still do.
Hubba.
People have written. Now, I've never had anyone write a song for me. That's some serious. For someone to love you that much, if they don't know you.
But you don't have great big memory glands.
That's true.
But you did have someone claim that you're a love child in Limpopo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was a good story.
You know, that's a different kind of love. Good.
That actually hit the proper press, didn't it?
It was a front page of the Sunday World, which I don't know if it's still a newspaper, but it was once.
That just sounds like a made-up newspaper.
Yeah, Sunday World actually just announced a few weeks ago.
I wasn't embarrassed by it because I was like, this is clearly not true, but I was annoyed because it was Father's Day. and I picked up the newspaper at the garage. Because the guy who was filling up the car was laughing. And I said to him, what are you laughing about? And he's like, no, you haven't seen the newspaper. And I'm like, oh, geez.
That's how you found out?
Yeah, so I walked in.
Oh, no! How mortified.
And at that stage, I had a girlfriend who was involved in law. And she was like, we've got to write to the press ombudsman, and we've got to do it. And she also thought it was hilarious, to her credit. But they didn't. It took them a week to even admit there was a problem. Then another week to issue an apology. I mean, this is their front page news. So sometimes when I see these stories about politicians, I go, maybe it's bullshit, you know, which I never would have thought if it hadn't happened to me. But that was hilarious. And this girl just disappeared, by the way. Never heard from her again. She was obviously a viewer of Idols or something because, I mean, I think it was in the Northwest, not even Limpopo.
Well, either way, I was very insensitive to the mother of your love child in KZN.
Yes, that's true.
That was really...
Because it hurt her feelings. She felt very neglected because I haven't been paying her maintenance either. But the funny thing about this story is that the journalist, in inverted commas...
Always in inverted commas.
Yeah, in this country, like, please. If anyone calls themselves a journalist, you make sure that they pull out their credentials. And if they don't have at least 10 years of experience at a reputable publication, you can just chase them out of the room. But the fact is, this journalist... When I asked them, because they came to see me eventually because their bosses put pressure on them, I said to them, look, why didn't you phone me? Oh, no, this chick who'd made up the story, she gave me a number. So I said, well, did you dial it? So he said, yeah. And what happened? No, it just kept going to voicemail. I said, was it my voicemail? No, it was just one of those, the number, blah, 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 is not available.
Oh.
So I thought you didn't want to talk to me. So I said, but that's not my number. So she gave you a number. That wasn't my number. You called it thinking it was me avoiding you. And then you go ahead and print the story? This is what 22 years of ANC basic education has delivered to us, I'm afraid, folks. So, but that was hilarious. I mean, what a funny story. I don't regret
it. On Father's Day, Michal.
Hilarious. So, good things to get to today.
Right.
We've released 5 new podcasts for your enjoyment this week. How's that?
Very good.
People are worried that we're not busy. I'm worried that we're not busy, but my God, everybody's working like a steam engine in the background here. Just when you thought you couldn't be more entertained, informed, or inspired, we have 5 new podcasts for your enjoyment. First of all, there is Beyond Bitcoin, which we launched this Monday. It's brought to you by Revix. Brings you all the news from the cryptoverse and all the info you need around Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the altcoins. You can catch it live on this show on Monday at 7 a.m. or go and get the podcast. You'll find it on the main page of cliffcentral.com. Also, Let's Start an Argument. Now, this is a great series. And the reason I'm so interested in it, and I've listened to all the episodes already, is because the two people hosting it are really clever people. And they tackle some very interesting subjects that are mostly the kind of things that you hear wise ass people who really don't have a lot going on in their heads throwing around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a black experience? Talk about racism, justice, affirmative action, identity politics. You know, people talk about these things and everybody goes, oh, yeah, as if they know what that is. But here, Cecilia and Jason, who are the two hosts of this show, very, very smart people. I mean, Jason's got like a doctorate in human behavior or something. I can't remember what his degree is. The guy's extraordinary. He lectures in like group dynamics and stuff.
Mm.
Fascinating people. And Cecilia is easily one of the cleverest people who's walked through our doors. So the two of them deconstruct these things, and it's really, really interesting. So that's called Let's Start an Argument. And I would really suggest that this is, it's only 6 episodes. It's a series you have to listen to if you want to have serious conversations with other smart people. The Healthy Business Show started this week, which was brought to you by Discovery Business Insure. That helps you to become a successful entrepreneur. Episode 1 features Discovery Vitality Group CEO Barry Swartzberg, who is sharing some powerful lessons that he learned along the way. And Guncast. Guncast is my... This is something I've been working on. It's a pet project of mine and Martin Hood. Martin Hood is an attorney who's like South Africa's gun lawyer. And if you are a gun owner, or you know someone who is, this is absolute must-listen stuff. Because according to the law right now, everybody whose gun license has lapsed in the last 5 years is a criminal. You're a criminal. You could face jail time if they decide to prosecute based on the gun laws that have been passed.
If you're found to be in possession of the gun.
Well, you are in possession of the gun. What are you going to do if you're a gun owner and your gun license has lapsed?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to throw away your gun.
Mm, true.
So this is really important. And Guncast starts at 9 a.m. today. Some really important information. And if you are a licensed firearm owner, you'll want to hear this. And pass it on to your friends, please. You know, your uncle, your dad, your grandma, whoever's got a gun in the family. You need to know about this stuff. It's fascinating.
My grandma did have a gun.
Of course she did. All grandmas had guns.
She pulled it on my grandpa in the middle of the night.
That's how she got out of the house alive.
Yeah.
Because in those days, that was how you stopped grandpas from misbehaving. I mean, these guys went to war. They weren't scared. And so you pull out a gun, they didn't take you seriously.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, Guncast, very important show. There are going to be, I think they're all together 6 episodes of that too. So really worthwhile. Just make a note of these in your list of things to do. And Sex Talk is back with a 4-part special.
Ooh.
All about relationships, brought to you by Zebra's Crossing, a very private gamer lodge.
Ooh.
Yes.
I've really missed John T. around the studios.
Yeah, we had him on the other day to talk about the exhibitionism and voyeurism, remember? With that wanker in the gym.
Well, I wasn't here.
Mm. Well, you know, you've got to listen to that too, Ben.
With that wanker in the gym.
Summarizes the story.
All podcasts available on Cliff Central's website and app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's mostly here, Gareth. This is where I mostly get my podcasts.
Good stuff.
I do. I love all the right. shows.
That's. I know you often. Ben will tell me on the days that he's not here, he'll message me like 3 days later and say, "I listened to that show I wasn't on, and it was either very funny or that person irritated the hell out of me."
Yeah,
it's very honest feedback from Ben. He doesn't mess around.
But then I see Sia face to face, and everything's fine.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into it.
I just got that. Love you too, Ben.
All right, so let's get into some news, the 5 things you need to know today. There's a Mpumalanga mother who's been accused of killing her 4 children. Mm. It's been postponed to next week in the Imalahleni, that is the Witbank High Court, Magistrates Court, rather. Zinhle Maditla allegedly killed her 2 sons and 2 daughters, aged 11 months to 8 years, at her home in December. She's alleged to have laced their food with poison.
She killed all 4 of her kids?
Yes. The woman accused of murdering her 4 children will appear in the Witbank District Court for a formal bail application, said National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson Monica Nyuswa. However, her application hasn't been finalized and the matter has been postponed. But we'll keep an eye on that because we've been looking for a good murder story since the Fun Bradars and that Speer Wine Estate one. And you know, this could be a good one. I mean, a mum kills 4 of her children? That's horrendous. Mm. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. This is quite scary. The Gauteng Department of Education has confirmed 28 pupils from the Edward Patudi Secondary School in Attridgeville were rushed to hospital on Thursday following suspected food poisoning. So do you know what happened?
This woman works there?
No. These kids, who are all grade 12, went out to one of the vendors outside the school and bought like boerewors rolls or mochadu or whatever it was they were buying, got stomach cramps, and all had to be rushed to hospitals.
Oof.
Kalafong and Pretoria West hospitals for urgent treatment. Some of the pupils have already been discharged, but some of them, they're spraying the poo.
They're really splattering the bowl.
Yes. Most of them will be discharged from hospital, and we should be in a position to say we need to check on what it is they might have consumed, because we've been informed they might have eaten food sold by a vendor outside the school. So there's a story. Just be careful, kids,
sure,
what you eat from those vendors outside the school. You know, there's a lot of these caravans.
Yeah, like little trailers.
Yeah, and I mean, they're all over the place. They're in Santon.
They've got cockroaches coming out of them.
Well, some of them, Leanne, are really good cockroaches and quite crunchy.
Oh, yuck.
Postmortems are being carried out to determine how four workers died in a Cape Town plastic recycling plant. See, this, you've got to watch your health, man, whether it's buying vendors' food from a caravan or working in a plastic factory, because they were busy cleaning an underground tank at the Paro factory when tragedy struck on Tuesday. Police say the victims were between the ages of 22 and 51. Authorities say the key focus of the investigation is an analysis of what could have killed the four workers.
Jeez.
It's believed they were overcome by toxic fumes.
Must have been a chemical of some sort.
While cleaning the underground tank. Investigators are hoping to identify the gas or chemicals. You know, I love chemistry, right? So
yeah.
There's a lot of dangerous stuff in this world. The fact that so much stuff can kill us, it's amazing that we live to the ages we do as humans. And some people live a very long time despite those chemicals being around them. I mean, you've got stuff in your house that you use for cleaning, for example, and even in cooking. The wrong quantity, wrong temperature, wrong combination, and you have a dangerous chemical reaction on your hands. I mean, for example, bleach. Bleach is sodium hypochlorite. Yeah, it's a powerful oxidizing agent. That can cause some serious damage to a lot of living things.
Mm.
And you combine that with things like drain cleaner. You've got sodium hydroxide. Very powerful alkali. It will burn your skin.
I was watching a video on soap making.
Mm-hmm.
And to make soap, you use lye, L-Y-E.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a caustic agent.
Yeah, sodium, either bicarbonate or sodium carbonate or sodium hydroxide.
And that can explode. It can do all sorts of things.
Uh-huh.
And people have it in their homes. They make soap.
I mean, the stuff you put into your pool, right?
Yeah.
There's some very interesting. There's hydrochloric acid, which people, you could put 2-3 liters of hydrochloric acid in your pool in a year.
I remember.
Sometimes more if it's not working properly.
Sasha Martinenga actually ended up in hospital while he was throwing chlorine powder into his pool, and the wind came up and he inhaled it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's calcium hypochlorite.
So a pool full of bones. Somehow put drain cleaner,
yeah,
and bleach in someone's mouthwash bottle.
See, you'd kill them and then you'd go to jail. But even mouthwash contains a small amount of hydrogen peroxide. Have you ever looked at the ingredients of anything you eat?
Or your shampoo?
Just take a look at those chemicals and then go on. You don't have to be a chemistry major to do this. Just type in the name of something that you see in your toothpaste as a chemical. Just type it in on Wikipedia and go and look at what it tells you about that chemical. And you'll discover some interesting things, let me tell you. These that are just household items.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very scary story, this tank and these guys who died. And finally, conservationists on Thursday reacted with anger over Botswana's decision to lift the blanket ban on hunting, describing it as a horrifying move, though others backed the idea. The Southern African nation announced on Wednesday it would overturn the hunting ban that was introduced in 2014 to reverse a decline in the population of elephants and other wildlife. The president, Ian Khama, has been a keen environmentalist who stood down last year and introduced a prohibition on hunting in 2014. Lawmakers from the ruling Botswana Democratic Party have been lobbying to overturn the ban, saying wild animal numbers have become unmanageable in some areas. Yeah. And by the way, what you've got to remember if you're a conservationist is that hunting actually is one of the things that really fuels the conservation business. If you don't have hunting money, you don't make enough money to look after the animals. And things like elephants need to be culled. You have too many elephants. Oh, do you know what devastation they can cause?
Humans shouldn't have got involved in the first place.
Well, we are, and now these animals are restricted to certain spaces, and if those spaces aren't managed, they get overrun. So we've got to do it. You've got to take your emotion out of this and be very practical. And listen to the experts. Don't listen to me. Mm. Listen to the people who know this stuff. Speak to people who work in national nature reserves. Speak to the hunting associations. And listen to all of them, because some of them have very valid points to make. And someone has to make the call here.
Yeah, I agree. It just won't be me.
No. And listen, I'm not a huge fan of hunting, but I don't think it should be banned. All right. Ta-da. Let's get into Ben's sport. By the way, Bitcoin is... I'm just going to leave that out, actually, because it's not
oh,
great.
Oh, why?
Well, this trade war is hitting everything hard. The Asian markets have opened up this morning. They're a little bit down. The Rand dropped 1%. So things are, and that could also have something to do with the Reserve Bank not moving interest rates. But we'll catch up on all of that on Monday with Anthea, huh? Well, again, let's leave it to the experts. Here's Ben with a little look at your sport. Take it away, Ben.
Yes, Monaco Grand Prix this weekend, Gareth. Obviously more Super Rugby, and it is less than 7 days now before the Cricket World Cup. Kind of sad when Niki Lauda died, obviously, recently. He had a lung operation some time back. Well, not some time back, like recently.
January.
Just never really kind of got back from there. So there's been tributes all around for the ex-F1 great. I think he won the world championships like 3 times.
Mm.
Very interesting guy. And he was still so active in the sport right until the very end. So there's been tributes from all the teams, Lewis Hamilton and... Valtteri Bottas had a touching tribute, as people are calling it. Then they basically went back to doing what they always do and just dominate the sport. So initial testing, they are 1 and 2. Hamilton getting the edge so far. So if you like the F1, well, it's the Monaco circuit this weekend. It's tough, it's technical, it's picturesque, and basically where a lot of really good gangsters park their yachts. So all things happening in the bay. I mean, look, it's Monte Carlo, Monaco, it's the
beautiful.
Whole area.
Beautiful.
It's all made by gangsters originally. So it's one of those sports that really just, you know, shines a torch towards that, which is lovely.
Okay.
Rugby. Okay. So Sandsar.
Yes.
Pretty much Sandsar.
You haven't said a nice thing about them since 2012.
I don't think that there's many nice things you can really say about Sandsar. It's because they add an extra A for Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really seem to be doing many favors to rugby in the Southern Hemisphere. I don't see them with any good ideas. I see them making a lot of mistakes. Even though you got to make mistakes in order to progress, these guys seem to make them more often than not. But also, we all know, and this isn't just me being a South African and bitter, we all know that New Zealand are like the golden child, right? Their players are thugs, but yet they don't get red carded for fisticuffs. Sure. And all that kind of stuff. Now, there's some horrendous refereeing decisions that rob teams of wins in New Zealand. So last week, there was a forward pass that wasn't a forward pass that robbed the Crusaders of a win against the Stormers. And sure, you know what? Let's just say that the TMO cocked it up. Let's go for it. But now Sandsar come out after all of this war of words about, it's terrible officiating, blah, blah, blah. And that Sandsar even said that call was incorrect. It was a try. And they actually outed the TMO. Now, this doesn't happen when these games fall afoul in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I don't remember this being such a big high-profile thing. I don't remember Sandsar coming out and saying, well, you know, that guy cocked it up. Because they always say, well, you know, it's a human error, so it's okay. It'll all balance out. But they've actually come out and said that was a terrible decision. But at the same time, it also just draws attention towards these TMOs. Your job is to sit and watch a TV replay, okay? So there's no real pressure. It's like when you're in a ref... You could miss something. You could blink at the wrong time. Some fat guy could run in front of you. You might miss something. And you've got to be running at the same time, okay? TMO, you're sitting in an air-conditioned room. You're watching a screen. You've got all the technology you need. How these guys keep cocking things up is beyond me. It really is. If you're on Twitter, which is the best way to watch rugby, of course, because ultimately it gets a bit stop-startish, 99% of the time, everyone who I see commenting on situations gets it right because it's that easy, in my opinion. TMOs, not so much. We've seen some shockers. And Marius Jonker is the guy who's been fingered in this one. Yeah.
Oh.
Fingered, huh?
Sounds rough. So I think TMO should have some more stringent testing. Like, when last these guys get into a room, then they played 10 outcomes in front of them. Sanzar obviously can then predetermine the outcomes if they're right or wrong by the rule of the law. How often is this happening? How often are these guys being tested for their TMO abilities? Just because someone is a ref or he's a Lions person or whatever doesn't mean you can just sit in a box without any training. Are these guys having any sort of like testing throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with no. Cock on block there. But hey, I've been wrong before. That's just my take on the current situation. Into your fixtures. Well, into your log, basically. We all know Crusaders are well ahead. So they're topping the main thing with 49 points. Then there's the Bulls, 32. I can't take this seriously. So let's look at the actual conferences itself. And the South African conference is currently led by the Bulls, but the Hagawareth are coming back really, really strong. They're both on 32 points, those two teams. The Bulls on top because of points difference. The Stormers are in last place on the SA log. Below the Sharks, below the Lions, just woeful. Robbie Flick is going, but only at the end of the season. So Stormers fans, just another season of just being mediocre. But this weekend, 24th of May, which is today.
Yes.
Yes, that's today's date. You'll get to see Chiefs versus the Reds, 9:35. The Brumbies versus the Bulls. The Bulls, of course, had a good win last week away from home. They now take on the Brumbies again. That'll be 11:35. Then tomorrow, Sunwolves, Rebels, 7:15. Crusaders versus the Blues, 9:35. Waratahs versus the Hagawareth, 11:45. Of course, the Hagawareth also had a good away win last week. And then we've got the Stormers versus the Highlanders in Cape Town at 3 o'clock. What a thing that would be. And then finally, Sharks versus the Lions in the final game of the weekend. If you've got nothing to do in Durban, get on down and watch that team. No one's really watched them all season.
Okay.
So do something good.
Shame. Something, they need it.
It's a bit rough, Gareth. Oh. It's a bit rough. In football news, Raheem Sterling is determined to tackle racism with the help of the Premier League or vice versa, whichever way you want to see it, because he believes not enough's being done. I tell you what, in many ways, he's actually correct. See, now, in most parts of Europe, people don't understand what racism really is. It isn't actually a thing. People are just dicks to other people. And for many people, it's easier to be dicks to people who look different to you. But they don't really call it racism. So that's why this whole process for them is so bizarre. But let's forget about all these other stupid nuances and ignorance. If teams were punished more for racism, then they wouldn't do it, right? I mean, we're talking about base but primal stuff
you
here.
You mean the fans?
Yes.
Because it's not like footballers are being racist to each other.
Probably not, because it's more at stake for them.
And because they're on teams that are usually multicultural.
Oh, completely. You know. Yeah.
But how do you get your fans to behave is the question. And should you be worried about how your fans behave?
Yes, completely. So it becomes a cultural thing, right? If you've got 20,000 people making like monkey noises when someone's taking a corner kick or throwing bananas in the field or doing other stuff. And there's been horrific stuff that's going on in football where some players just don't want to go out again. It's like they are being so intimidated because of the color of their skin. Mm. And no one should have to play under that pressure. Football or professional sport is tough enough. Why must they have this on top of that? Even from a human kind of perspective, why must they have this at all in their lives? So Sterling is going to, you know, he's been quite outspoken. And a lot of the time, I really do back this guy. I think he's still 24. Obviously, he's a bajillionaire, so he doesn't have too many things to worry about. But he's obviously rightly pissed off about this. So he is saying that teams should be docked actual league points if their fans fall foul of this. So suddenly, if you've got Jeff, who's a construction laborer in the daytime, but he's an absolute hero at night because he gets to shout racist stuff at players, suddenly Jeff costs the team 3 points, Jeff's going to get beaten the fuck up in the crowd. Or maybe he won't say these things. Maybe he'll understand that racism isn't the best way to default it socially.
Yeah, threat of violence usually works.
A threat of violence works. And I know people say, like, you know, you it's got to be a better way. No.
Not with racists,
if
really.
You got a guy who's a bit of a racist and he's got 6 pints and he's shouting with all his mates, you've got to beat them up. I'm sorry, but there's got to be something really basic about basic people. Yeah. Like for like.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm with you, Ben.
You don't wash a toilet with like a Louis Vuitton bag. You go in there with one of those plastic things and you get in good and scrounge around.
Now that's the quote of the day. So you don't wash a toilet with a Louis Vuitton bag.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you get in with a plastic thing and scrounge around.
Yeah. So let the crowd turn on these people. Let's see some real sort of community justice.
Okay.
Because
Ben calling for kangaroo courts.
in the right place, Gareth. I think the context here is key. Yeah. So if you look at just Man City versus Liverpool this year, can you imagine two games to go? These teams have played their hearts out all year. And then suddenly you'll get a Liverpool fan calling Sterling something. Oh, okay, sorry, that guy is clear. We've got the footage. -3 points for Liverpool. Can you imagine what happened to that guy? His house would be on fire.
A beat down, yeah.
I'm not saying you must burn people's houses down, but I think we must be accountable for our shit behavior in life. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm often going good. With this.
I don't think anyone can disagree with that.
No, I don't think it's too much to ask. So next week is the Cricket World Cup. It is so exciting. I saw Leanne diarize in the first few games. No need to, Leanne, because I'll remind you right here.
Yay.
The first match is in London. That'll be England versus South Africa. It's the big game. It's the game that nobody expects South Africa to win. So I reckon they'll get it done. England, they all seem to be able to. It's just a great team. It really is. The more we get into this close to this tournament, the more the favourites they are looking. So that'll be the first match. The second match will be on the Friday. That'll be Pakistan versus the West Indies. Of course, it's the top 10 teams. So we haven't got like Scotland or East Timor or Guinea-Bissau or anything like that. We've got the best teams in cricket, and they all play each other in the best format for cricket, and then we have semi-finals and finals.
Right.
And then on the Saturday, we've also got New Zealand versus Sri Lanka and Afghanistan versus Australia.
Ah, that's the one for me.
That's the one for you, Gareth. It'll be taking place in Bristol. And then on the Sunday, Bangladesh versus SA. So SA get two games under the belt very quickly. Ultimately, they need to win probably six matches in the round-robin phase to be safe. So if you want to go look at the fixtures in your own time, try pick out the six games that you think the Proteas can win. And if they do that, they should be able to get into a semi-final. Okay. Oh, it's going to be so bloody exciting. It's long, though. So, I mean, we've all come out of Game of Thrones, so it's not like we can't stick to something. But basically, the 14th of July is when this thing will end. 31st of May to the 14th of July. Time zone's great. It's winter for us, obviously.
It's a month and a half. You can do it.
We can all get through this, have daytime bries, midweek bries, drink beer at work. Do what you can. It's the Cricket World Cup. It's a huge year. And, of course, it's the World Cup year, so you've got to enjoy all of this, just like Leanne is.
Yep.
That is pretty much your sport for this Friday. Of course, when football isn't being actively played, there is less on the go. But the Monaco Grand Prix is definitely probably the highlight as Ferrari try again to thwart a Mercedes 1-2, but they will not.
All right, let's go to Sia. It's Said by Sia time. What do you got for us, Sia?
Friend to the company, Dumisole, was able to aid in a good deed of kindness, I say, recently on Twitter. So it all started with Tekelo Ramatsetse. He is a commuter who was on his way to work in Menlyn, Pretoria, when he got the chance to also just do a random act of kindness. Now, Tekelo went into a taxi and soon realized that a commuter had rushed out of the taxi and left his wallet on the seat. That's when Tekelo saw it and he picked it up. He went with it to his work. He opened it up and actually discovered that there was an ID smart card in the wallet, and that's when he sought to Twitter to try and track down this person. So he actually tweeted saying, Dumisani Genesis Nkosi. That's the name on the ID card.
Wow, what a Genesis. Huh?
Genesis. It starts with Genesis in the Bible. Let's see. He says, you left your wallet in the taxi this morning. It has lots of cards and 210 rands cash exactly.
Where did he put this on?
On Twitter. He did hide specific details that were on the likes of his ID card and other cards. And he says, inbox me so that you can come and collect it. That day, some positivity coming from Twitter. That same day, he was able to track Dumisani down and able to give him back his wallet. He said he asked me to DM him my digits so that we could give them to him to WhatsApp me. Dumisani then contacted me on WhatsApp to ask my whereabouts, and he works about a kilometer away. What are the chances from where I work? And he then came over to collect the wallet. I just think, hey, you know, this is the second sort of cash story brought up this week, but it's all just nice random acts of kindness.
I love that there are people who are like giving back things that are not theirs, because this is where basic human decency starts, right?
But you think about the frustration you have when you lose something like this. Shucks. Yeah. Even if it was only 210 rand, but it's still, now I have to go to Home Affairs again. Yeah. Now I have to go to my bank or go into the app to cancel my cards. You know, it's that admin. And it turned out it was only a kilometer away from him. So cool.
And didn't that make everybody feel better? So therefore, we should always do things like this. Everyone will hear the story. And like everyone will feel better about it. The guy who put it up there, he must feel like a hero right now.
Right.
He'll feel better than using that 210 rand and throwing the cards away.
Let's see. More than 1,900 people retweeted this tweet to help us. Exactly. So
it's called setting the example.
Good people out there, definitely.
All right, very
good.
That's
a said by Sia this morning.
Did you know that downloading a typical hour of cliffcentral.com will use this little 13 megs of data? That's nothing. But even if that's too much for you, you can get Telkom's Lit Bundle. It's a game changer. You can access music services, TV series, movies, games, YouTube, and now Cliff Central streaming and podcasts without using your data.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Go to cliffcentral.com for a step-by-step guide on how to get lit with Telkom. Get lit, Ben. Ben loves the slang.
Damn right, fam.
His favorite thing.
Damn right, fam.
Alrighty. We got a lot of stories that we have to get into. Leanne has got the latest on the Virgin Active Masturbator.
Ooh.
The Active Virgin.
Because, you know
He's
what?
He's doing the same at Planet Fitness?
Apparently, people are saying, you know, that this guy, that his identity, maybe he's a minor, whatever, that they can't reveal who he is. But he's always going to be the Virgin Active Masturbator his whole life long. And I keep saying that is punishment.
Siri like that.
Siri just loaded one of our podcasts on something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah,
that's
I still
amazing.
Think
just, Siri was just listening to me and loaded a podcast.
On masturbation?
No. On WhatsApp. It heard me say cliffcentral.com and it started just recording.
Oh. Isn't
that amazing? All right, so you can actually get that just to happen with your Siri. Who knew? All right. So we'll talk about that. We've also got the Greek beach race ranter who is going to stand trial next week. And some other really interesting stories, including the really exciting one for Leanne this morning. We were talking just now about what she really wants in life. An enormous python.
Yes.
Who swallowed an even bigger python.
Oh, wow.
Takes guts.
Oh. Such exciting stuff.
I don't know where the story's going right now.
It's not where it's going. It's where it's coming from that's important. And by the way, that masturbator in Virgin Active, that is the only way I heard that you can cancel a Virgin Active contract, actually. That's what people are saying.
It's true. I think I've still got one from 2006.
Hmm.
Well, does that mean you can go crack one off at the SABC and they'll get rid of your TV license?
You could try. I'm not going to line up to do it, but they called me the other day.
I got a message from them yesterday.
They're back on the...
It goes in phases.
Hmm.
Do you have to have a TV license even if you're not using your TV?
Well, yeah, and for someone who bought an e-tag, your answer is yes.
Do you know what you can do? Is you can actually get rid of your TV, which, I mean, mine is ready for an upgrade anyway. It's, 10 years old or something. And the TVs they make now use less power. They're much more multimedia friendly.
Mm.
So I should get rid of my TV and just get a monitor. I don't need a TV.
Get a nice projector.
Yeah, you don't need a television. So I think I'm going to get rid of it. And I only have one TV.
Maybe that's why they are putting in a last-minute rush, because things are changing technologically.
Maybe, huh?
Well, they can all just piss off, quite frankly.
I love it. I mean,
treat the argument with the words it deserves.
Yeah, you could just piss off, actually. That's what Ben says when they phone him. All right, we will see you in a minute on cliffcentral.com for the major part of the show and all the news and all the stuff that you want to know. And we're going to be joined by two of the Bachelor contestants, the one who actually was chosen eventually, Gina, and Edith, who was one of our show favorites.
She was my great hope of winning the money.
Sorry, Ben. Didn't work out, huh?
Nope.
Sorry about that. It's a pity. Ben was really holding out for her. But, of course, I won in the end. And the rest of you lost humiliatingly and had to give me your money.
Wow.
This is CliffCentral.com.